Segment number two with some folks from NBAF, Dr. Marty Vanier, Dr. Ken Burton, and their friend David Keffer. And we've been getting a lot of perspectives on safety and health aspects out at NBAF. So that's been very enlightening. And we could probably do an entire show or three or four with you, David, with some of your experiences, because they seem fascinating.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to come here and have a chance to talk about it.
And you served our country in a lot of ways, and thank you for doing that. So, Marty Vanier, construction update.
Construction update provided by my friends at DHS. And thanks to them for letting me continue to talk about this stuff. So it's not quite as easy as it was when I was in the construction trailers.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is same old, same old. On time, on budget.
Okay.
Yay.
You see, David, we used to talk about how much concrete was being poured. That was the big thing there. We talked about, you know, you can like concrete, build a highway from here to Wichita.
Yeah, concrete, rebar, electrical wire, paint, all the cool stuff.
There's a lot of stuff to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, yeah. We need to get you, David, the fun facts, because there's a whole sheet of fun facts.
I'm all about the fun facts here.
Yeah. Anyway, so with respect to construction, approximately 83%. I love that. Approximately 83%.
That's pretty.
I know. Could we be more precise?
Well, you know, 79% of all statistics are made up on the site.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, very important.
So for those of you who are driving by, you can see that the exteriors are going up, so it's going to be a nice, shiny, lovely building. Very cool looking, kind of like a jet ready to take off. Walls and floors are going in on the inside. And I think we've talked a little bit about those coatings previously, because it's a biocontainment lab, you can't have any defects in walls or floors or ceilings. Everything has to be essentially watertight and airtight. So that means your coatings are really special and very specialized, and there are very few groups who can actually apply those coatings. When those coatings are being applied, they're actually in a what's called a clean room environment. So there's all sorts of plastic sheeting and things are taped closed and all this kind of cool stuff. And tours cannot go through, obviously. So that's very, very specialized process that's continuing to go on. Equipment's being moved into laboratories. And so as that's happening, that equipment's getting tested and getting commissioned. We're just a tad over the $1 billion mark. So that's another interesting statistic. So just a quarter
just
billion.
Just a quarter billion to go.
Just a quarter billion to go. Just pocket lint. One of the things that's... you're a bad
pocket
influence.
Lint.
You're a bad influence on me.
I'm just over here, you know, asking the questions.
I know. You're a bad influence.
A couple more statistics, and then we'll take a phone call.
Okay. So the last statistic is that the building is going for LEED certification, which is an environmental third-party certification that basically talks about green building ratings. And for this building to be able to achieve a LEED certification is really amazing, just given the size and complexity of the building.
I can understand, yeah. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus with some folks from NBAF.
Yes, what a well-spoken presentation. Having been one of the loyal opposition to the project, I was concerned, worked in the high-risk nuclear industry. I was concerned about your procedures and everything. And, of course, you have an element working against you talking about the rumors of illnesses in the villages around Plum Island. But with your presentation and his understanding of the submarine and possibly the nuclear element and those kind of risks, I'm having to modify my position. Thank you so much for your presentation.
So they've won you over? I guess so. He said he has had to modify his position. So that's, you know, that is an achievement in its own right because, you know, that has been probably the chief concern. You know, there's been the economic aspect that's been, you know, talked about quite a bit, Marty, by, you know, the community and, and obviously everybody that's involved. But the safety aspect, and here one caller who says that he didn't like the idea of NBAF here, but feels comfortable with the work that's being done.
Well, yes, and I would just say that a lot of that is a credit to the folks who are coming in to help run the building. I'm clearly not a nuclear-trained person, so I couldn't directly address the concerns other than to say the smart people have. So now that the smart people are here to begin to run the building, yes, we can actually now talk, and David can talk about the very specifics of the building and how it'll operate.
She says smart people, but she was referring to David, Ken.
She pointed to David.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But that's okay.
I noticed that.
That's all right.
David, some other things here that you feel like you'd like to share with our listeners this morning about safety concerns.
Safety concerns, I look at it as two sides. Environmental safety, the big thing that I want people to understand is we're working closely with DHS, the Kansas Department of Health and Environmental, and the City of Manhattan to make sure that we're all working together and we're meeting the environmental requirements. So we have methods of isolating the facility on site. So I don't see any issues. I don't see any possibility of things getting off site. From the safety side, we're going to have an organized team. Myself, Susan Weekly with biosafety, John Mose with security. We will work to ensure that we have the proper emergency response procedures in place, and we're responding to the needs and protecting our employees. So there's a lot of factors that are coming together to make sure that not only are we protecting our people at MBAF, but we're protecting the community as well.
Yeah. Dr. Burton, let's talk a little bit about some activities coming up, and we just have a few minutes left in the program, so nope. I know you're busy.
No problem. I'll keep that brief. And just briefly, I wanted to thank the caller for that call, because I know we've had questions in past programs and their concerns that people have, and that's one of the things that USDA, DHS is really trying hard to do, is to bring people like David onto the programs and get that information out so that they can feel comfortable that we're addressing all of this.
And I think the opportunity to talk to people like we have here and a lot of the other things that you have been done have really been good about answering a lot of those questions, because there had been a lot of folks that have expressed a lot of concerns about the safety aspects of NBAF being here.
And it's definitely time to answer those.
Yeah,
It's time to be able to let people know what's going on and help them understand the mission of NBAF. I guess what I always try to say is that we want to demystify NBAF. Mm-hmm. We just want people to understand the mission and how important it is.
What else is coming up for NBAF?
Oh, gosh. We've got a lot of hiring efforts going on. We've got about 60 people on board on that third floor, temporary office space. We've committed to 100 in FY19 and about the same amount next year. So a lot of interviews going along. We're bringing a lot of veterans on the teams, and so a lot of those people can hit the ground running and have a lot of good experience, like David, that they bring with them. We're going to participate in the Patriots Day Career Fair over at the Fort September 10th. K-State has their Career Fair 3 days, September 24th through the 26th, and USDA and NBAF will be participating in that. So a lot of continual outreach activities to get more qualified individuals in on our team and go forward.
Marty, give us an update on our timeline.
Well, timeline still holds with respect to construction and occupancy coming about in December of 2020. In fact, December 10th of 2020, but,
Are you 83% sure of that?
Well, yes. Somewhere between 80 and 82 and a half.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. That's still high.
Yes. High level of confidence.
Okay.
Yes. So at that point, then, that's when USDA will be given the keys. There will be a period of time where they're walking through the building, making sure that no one gets lost, making sure that equipment works, that the staff understands the equipment and all of the systems. The contractor remains on site while that happens. Then USDA fully takes over the building with a contractor on standby for just in case things. Meanwhile, as that's going on, select agent approval is going on so that they can bring disease agents into the building and begin to do their research. You're also looking at transferring the repository from Plum Island in stages. That planning's going on. So lots and lots and lots of moving parts.
Well, David, welcome to Manhattan. You've been here 2.5 months. You all settled in?
Yes. I'm loving it here. It's a home feel. The people here are fantastic. It makes me feel like I'm back in Arkansas to a certain degree.
So. To a certain degree.
Yeah. Minus the accent.
And I wasn't going to mention that whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah, no. I'm used to red. I'm not used to so much purple. So
we're working on it.
It's an acquired taste. Yeah. For those of you that are used to red, you know, it's in the color wheel.
So I'm cautious about putting my Arkansas Razorback emblem on my
truck. That's a whole different league. So, you know, you can have one closet of your Arkansas, and then you got the K-State stuff. And Ken and Marty will help you out.
Yep. Yeah. Most definitely.
Well, hey, it's great to have you in. David Keffer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Look forward to hearing more from you down the road. Marty Veneer, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Ken Burton. Great to have you in.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month.
You bet. We'll be
here.
I know. October.
Yeah. And then it will be 14 months.
That's right.
Not that we're counting. Perry Wiggins, a retired general and the executive director of the Governor's Military Council, will be joining us for the next two segments here on News Radio KMAN for In Focus. Back in a bit.